Our focus today is relationship power. Allow me to give a brief definition of relationship power. It is your ability to build meaningful relationships of trust, love, and friendship through good communication, personality, and friendship. Relationships are about people. If you remember back to when you went to school, you might remember that some people were really good at making friends, lots of friends, while others may have had a select few, but those few were lasting. And then you may have noticed someone who had difficulties when it came to making friends or building a relationship. There are many kinds of friendships and ways of having influence with other people and receiving love from other people. One of my favorite books on relationship power, though it never uses those words, is The Tipping Point by Malcolm Gladwell. In it, Malcolm Gladwell describes, in his book The Tipping Point, he describes how three contributors influence human behavior in massive ways. All three contributors are part of relationship power. He describes these abilities in these words. 1, salesmen. 2, connectors. 3, mavens. Someone can have abilities in one area or two of the areas or all three of the areas. But if a person wants to have influence, then the team who buys into the vision or goal needs to have all three abilities. The salesman personality is the type of personality that, because of a high level of personal power, they can choose their personal state and can bring everyone else along. They can feel cheerful and passionate about something, and before you know it, the people around them do too. Or they feel hesitant about something, and before you know it, the people around them do too. They have a strong ability to change other people's emotions. The connectors have the ability to make friends with people of all walks of life. They aren't limited to just one crowd. Once again, if you think back to high school, the natural connectors were friends with the jocks, the cheerleaders, the nerds, the gothics, the skaters, the loners, the druggies, you name every clique, and they had friends in each of them. The mavens have a different ability. They have the ability to judge quality. They know the details about their chosen niches and have the reasoning powers to persuade others that their pick is best. And they are usually right. All three of these abilities impacts a person's relationship power. The ability to influence someone's emotions and to get them to match yours, to persuade another that your course is right, is part of relationship power. The ability to connect with all races, creeds, and color also impacts your relationship power. If you remember at the outset, the first conference call, I had you draw a circle with all of your resources brainstormed and written down inside, represented as little dots. The combination of any set of resources is what creates your wealth and impact. One of the most important sets of resources that you should list inside your resource circle is a list of the people that you have a meaningful relationship of trust with. And don't leave anyone out. There are many levels here. Depending on each particular relationship, your resources exponentially expand. If you have a high relationship of trust with someone, then almost their entire circle of resource can be combined with yours. If you have 20 relationships of trust, then you have exponentially increased your ability to have impact and your wealth to the 20th power. If you have a high relationship of trust with someone who has developed all six powers, then your potential for wealth, creation, and impact are even that much higher. Relationship power gives you the ability to combine your circle of resource with another person's circle of resource, or to tap into their circle of resource. Maven, salesman, and connector abilities are only part of what contributes to relationship power. Another contributing factor, or piece, is your ability to communicate. We have an entire lecture on the five levels of communication that you're welcome to get at our website. It goes over what Smalley says are the five levels of communication. The point of knowing the five levels is to learn a few communication skills, such as A, the ability to chit-chat. If you don't mind, I'll share a personal story about this ability. One time we moved to the city of Blackfoot, Idaho, and I had the opportunity of living in a beautiful home that was spacious. And so I was able to host a lot of the events that we had as homeschooling families. In fact, sometimes I had as many as 20 families in my home at a time, and even on a weekly basis for different activities. I'd been holding a monthly class in my home for parents and introducing them to the classics for about a year when my sister Angie came and was visiting. On this particular weekend, several of these moms and dad, it was the mothers, were coming to my home with their daughters. We were having a club there called the Young Stateswomen Society Club. And the mothers and daughters came to my house. There were about 15 families, so about 30 to 35 people, plus sometimes they had their little children there. And I was in the kitchen getting the cookies ready, and I was getting the tea ready and the juice ready, and my sister was answering the door for me. In the 15 minutes that it took her to welcome everyone to my home, now remember, I'd lived there for a year. In the 15 to 20 minutes that she kept going to the door and opening it and inviting the people inside, I learned more about the little things from all of these people who'd been coming to my home for a year in that 20 minutes than I had the entire time that I'd lived there. I could have told you my friends' values and what made them tick and what made them happy and what they cared about. But in that 15 minutes, I learned the importance of chit-chat. My sister learned their names. She learned where they grew up. She learned where they lived. She learned how many kids they had. She learned what their daughters' names were. She learned, she started identifying, and she started at the level of chit-chat, and she was very happy. She was very cheerful. She just got them to talk about themselves. And I stood there in amazement as I was working in the kitchen and playing hostess at her ability. And I learned so much about my friends that, they'd been coming to my house for a class for a year, and they'd been bringing their daughters to my home. And yet a lot of this information I didn't know. And it was because I hadn't developed that ability yet to sit and chit-chat. So that's one of the communication skills is the ability to chit-chat, and some people are naturally good at it, others of us have to learn how to do it. The next point is B, the ability to be emotionally fine and safe if someone else has a different opinion than you, along with the ability to seek to understand that opinion without feeling threatened. If any of you have ever had the experience of talking to someone who wanted to force you to have their opinion and didn't feel safe if you didn't have their opinion, then you know how not fun that is. It's nice to be with people who are totally okay if someone has a different opinion and they don't feel threatened. They still feel validated and okay. The next one, C, is the ability to communicate wants and needs. The saying goes, leaders ask for what they want. Now, that also means that leaders know what they want. They know their intentions. They know themselves. And it's important to be able to communicate those wants and needs. The next one, D, is the ability to persuade someone that your course is right, as well as the ability to change your mind humbly when you realize that your course was wrong. Another contributing element of relationship power are the common sense virtues, like being able to forgive, even when someone has hurt you so badly that your feelings seem to choke you, not judging others, and the wisdom to know the difference between criticizing, blaming, shaming, and holding grudges, versus judging right from wrong, or truth from error, or good from bad. the virtue of genuinely liking people and being interested in them. This has been an introduction to relationship power, which is the ability to build meaningful relationships of trust, love, and friendship. Some people's personality lend to having a handful of one-on-one deep friendships. Others lend to having massive amounts of friends at once. Either one is relationship power. Relationship power makes it possible to tap into another person's circle of resources. It is the combination of resources that creates wealth. Wealth is the ability to create something useful, meaningful, or beautiful. Some people sometimes mistake relationship power with synergy, which is a power all in itself. We've talked about this as a star, that it's a six-sided star. Well, synergy is like a ball rolling faster and faster like the sun in the center of the star. Synergy is the ability to combine resources, and due to the relationship between the combination of resources, the whole or output is greater than its parts. Synergy happens when any of the six powers are combined. It then becomes synergistic, or a synergy power. In other words, any product or influence or impact that was or is created is a result of the combination of two or more resources or powers. For instance, this MP3 on wealth and the six powers is a combination of the following. 1. The knowledge power of both Anelity Milne and me. 2. The relationship power between Anelity and myself, and our relationship with each of you, and our relationship with our marketing and production team. Material power. Both Anelity and I have mastered the ability to use conference calls, writing, production. Authority power. Anelity and I are co-founders of a mentoring company that has been successful for 10 years, and so you're willing to listen to us. Task power. Both Anelity and I have stick-to-itiveness and know how to complete a project. This particular one has taken us 4 years. And others. Those are just some of the contributing elements and resources that went into making this MP3 available for you. Synergy is the combination and relationship between resources. It unleashes the power for wealth and impact. A good resource on synergy is the article called Synergetics by Buckminster Fuller. In summary, when you want to get something done, take a look at all of your resources. If you are missing a resource, either build a relationship of trust with someone who has that resource, or obtain it yourself by developing ability within the six main powers, and then combine them for synergy and impact.